This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Vernell Beach, by and through his natural mother and legal guardian, Yolanda Walton, respondent, v. Kenneth Zellers, commissioner, Office of Administration, State of Missouri, and Andrew Bailey, Attorney General, State of Missouri Appellants, decided December 23, 2024, by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Vernell Beach, by and through. Opinion issued December 23, 2024, his natural mother and legal guardian, Yolanda Walton. Respondent, V or No, SC-10455, Kenneth Zellers, Commissioner. Office of Administration, State of Missouri, and Andrew Bailey, Attorney General, State of Missouri. Appellants. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cole County, the Honorable S. Cotton Walker, Judge, the Attorney General, and Commissioner of the Office of Administration, collectively, the State. Appeal the order and judgment of the Cole County Circuit Court granting a permanent writ of mandamus directing them to release $8 million plus interest from the State Legal Expense Fund, the fund. One, to satisfy a judgment in favor of Vernell Beach for injuries he incurred from a state employee who was responsible for his care. Because the state was prejudiced when the circuit court issued a permanent writ without warrant, section 105.711, RSMO 2016. Two, first entering a preliminary order in mandamus, this court vacates the circuit court's order and judgment and remands the case. Factual and procedural background: a nurse at a Department of Mental Health facility assaulted Beach, a nonverbal, developmentally disabled patient. In July 2017, the state charged nurse with second-degree assault and armed criminal action. In June 2018, Beach's legal guardian sued nurse in Scott County. Nurse did not tender the civil suit to the Attorney General, nor did she file an answer. In January 2019, the Scott County Circuit Court entered a default judgment against nurse. Nurse then tendered the suit to the Attorney General. In April 2019, the Attorney General entered his appearance and moved for the Circuit Court to set aside the default judgment, which the Circuit Court sustained in June 2019. The same day the Scott County Circuit Court set aside the default judgment, nurse pleaded guilty to third-degree assault without informing the Attorney General. The Attorney General moved for leave to withdraw as nurse's counsel in the civil case, alleging nurse had failed to cooperate and it would be impossible to defend nurse after her guilty plea. The Circuit Court sustained the motion to withdraw and entered a second default judgment because nurse failed to appear upon notice. The default judgment awarded Beach $8 million plus interest. In November 2021, nurse demanded the state satisfy the default judgment from the fund. When the state refused nurse's demand, Beach sued the state in the Cole County Circuit Court, seeking satisfaction of the judgment from the fund. Beach initiated the lawsuit by filing a single pleading containing an application for writ of mandamus, a petition for declaratory judgment, and an equitable garnishment claim. The state agreed to waive service and have responsive pleadings be due 30 days after December 30, 2021, the date the state entered its appearance. As of January 31, 2022, the Cole County Circuit Court had not issued a preliminary order in mandamus, nor had the state filed an answer. Instead, on that date, the state filed a motion to quash the application for writ of mandamus and to dismiss the petitions for declaratory judgment and equitable garnishment. 2. In March 2022, the Circuit Court held a hearing on the motions. On September 30, 2022, the Circuit Court entered its order and judgment overruling the state's motions, making the application for writ of mandamus permanent and directing the state to satisfy Beach's judgment from the fund. At no point prior to entering a permanent writ did the Circuit Court enter a preliminary order in mandamus. The state moved for relief from the judgment, arguing the Circuit Court could not grant a permanent writ without first entering a preliminary order in mandamus. The seconds. 3 days after Beach filed the Cole County suit, a clerk placed two documents in the Circuit Court's electronic case file, each with the docket code, proposed order filed. Each proposed order contained a preliminary order in mandamus form, one for each appellant. The proposed orders were never dated or signed, nor did they contain a return date for a responsive pleading as required by Rule 9405. The Circuit Court also did not make any docket entry directing a preliminary order in mandamus to issue. An order is a direction of a court made or entered in writing.